got my gun with me, got my son with me. Fuck what happened tonight,
got me light.
Fuck what happened tonight,
got me light.
Fuck what happened tonight,
I'm ready.
You could definitely tell this was the first time that you had really let go. You weren't really caring anymore at this point what people were saying. You could tell it was still a little struggle, though, for you to really give it in. And you were definitely going through some things in this. You know,
it
tells your story. We hear Black Him Out for the first time.
Yeah,
we hear Black,
yeah.
We hear Take Black Him Out really back in the essence of what we haven't heard. But we still hear this one that's fighting it, saying, I don't want to do it anymore. It's making me feel like I don't want to do it,
because
on here,
here
I could never lose it. What was that one feeling? What was going on in the mind state
It was so much turmoil. It was really a spiritual war of good versus evil, the oldest war that there's been. You know, a good versus evil. The good in me was saying, when we can work this out with how we've been working it out, you know, but the so-called evil was saying, the only way to work this out is if we leave it murdered and murked like we used to. And that was really the thing that I couldn't come to terms with. I couldn't cope with that. So I would do more time in my prayer closet, you know, and things just kept coming up the same. But when it really changed, when they really came back, it was like old dirt was dug up with them. So at that sense, it's kind of like I would ban them out sometimes, you know, Take Black Him Out. I would ban them out sometimes and Chris Lips, and I'd say, well, y'all got to chill for a minute because y'all bringing up this old dirt, you know. And I would get back on my Holy Ghost team, but it was like, I still need them for certain things. And it was kind of being a use. And there would be times where they wouldn't even come and mess with me. You know what I mean? They wouldn't even want to be a part of it. They would be in their underground state, but I wouldn't think to look there because I was always too high up in my sky and in my cloud and my elevation and my praises and all that. And they didn't want to always be around that because they knew the truth of it, you know. But we always had mad love for each other. We never let the essence of it go, you know.
When was the point in your life, musically or not musically, when you just realized and said, enough is enough? I'm going to use everything I have, and we're going to unleash it on the world, and we're going to see where it goes from here. At what point was that for you?
It was when I just took a look around in my life, jobs, situations, the home life, you know, and everything that was going on around me at the time. It just seemed like everything was against me. Everything was against me. It didn't matter who it was, from family to coworkers to the workers to a point where it was even, is my music against me? Is this using me, earth against me. It was just a sense of kind of a paranoia. And I said, you know what, this is it. This is the time where it's time to shine. It's time to get all this together. We need to get this united, you know. We need to become these United States. We need to become these united ones. We need to be this one that said that we want it all. But it's got to start somewhere. Where are we going to start, you know? And it had to start where it all started, you know, back in the church. And once we accepted that and we invited really that in and invited it into the light and let Chris Lips really start there, no more records. We looked at records as recording. And now it's going to be a production. It's going to be a movie. You know what I mean? And when I really welcomed them in, and it was like a rising, welcome them into an ascension of a sort, that's when it all just became beautiful. It's when love really started.
Trying to keep me on the track. I got them squeezed in my fingers like some gack. They be like, Take Black, won't you run it back? Tell them one time, I'm on the map. They be like, hey, I say I'm not a Mac. I ain't trying to be your man, I just want to be that one that could leave you with some love. And I just want to feel your tongue, cause you know